Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events affecting the entrepreneurial community in our state. And as always, to help us with this topic is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
You know, a few weeks ago, we talked about the governor's summit on opportunity zones and how that was a tremendous opportunity. There's trillions of dollars of capital tied up with individuals who have capital gains they haven't yet realized. And so the opportunity zone legislation, if you take and sell an asset that has a capital gain and you would reinvest into an opportunity zone, which is a low-income community, they're identified. There's a map of these across the country. Then that capital gain will get deferred, and if you invest long enough, there's a step-up in basis so you don't pay quite as much gain. I mean, the real exciting opportunity is to the extent you invest in something in a low-income community, and that appreciates in value when you sell that, that gain can actually be excluded. And what I found interesting in the few weeks since the governor's summit is I've actually begun talking to some investors in the region about this and kind of how we might take advantage of it. There are a number of funds across the country that have been formed to invest in opportunity zones throughout the United States. And when you look at what they're interested in, predominantly real estate, you see a lot of affordable housing, a lot of commercial buildings. So if you can think of low-income communities where maybe real estate has become a bit dilapidated, you know, they're talking about coming in and investing in these facilities and rejuvenating them and, you know, bringing them back to life. But there's others, a handful, interested in small business development. And part of the key here is the small business not only needs to create jobs in the low-income community, it needs to generate most of its business from that low-income community as well. Kind of prohibits a company that's going to generate most of its revenue outside. You know, as many people know, I was chairman of Earth Fare for a number of years, which is an organic grocery store chain, and we had a very clear profile of, you know, where a new store would be successful. In fact, when we sold it to a private equity firm, one of the most valuable thing we had was the store location model, because they could add cash to the company and, you know, open more stores based on the model that we've proven. One of my board members was on the board of Dollar General Store, and they targeted lower blue-collar neighborhoods, but it was a profitable, high-growth company. So it'd be kind of cool if we could figure out how to create businesses that serve these communities and then scale them in multiple opportunity zones across country, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. Are you getting any indication at all of where in South Carolina, which areas of the state might see some of these first investments?
Probably in Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston, just because, you know, there are more people active in those areas, but much of South Carolina is an opportunity zone, unfortunately. So there's plenty of places this can be done. You know, the real estate piece is pretty straightforward. I mean, building affordable housing or renovating an existing building, things like that. I think the interesting conversation is creating businesses that actually serve the local population, whether it's a grocery store or a healthcare provider, or some other kind of retailer, or maybe a service business, because those can be invested in too. And, you know, that's an opportunity. This is all brand new. And so as we're starting to think through how to do this, it seems like we're starting to see new opportunities. I mean, I'm just scrolling through this list of funders, and here's one on sustainable agriculture. I mean, you can think about rural parts of South Carolina where, you know, a business that was involved in sustainable agriculture might be very successful, right? Locally grown produce and that kind of thing. So, you know, I think people are starting to be creative about how to take advantage of this new legislation.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to more updates from you on this topic. How is the event calendar looking right now, John?
Well, the Southeast Technology Conference, Dig South, is just around the corner. It's a great place to connect with other tech people. And then on a monthly basis, as always, Tech After Five in Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston. So good places for listeners to plug in.
John, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.